Right now, let's welcome Reverend Robert and Charlie Brath.
There's a great big mystery, and he sure is moving me. It's a diddy by diddy. Wish you might tell me why did it mean? I got a cash about 4 foot 4. Say, come on, Papa, won't you give me some more? Yo, diddy, why did it? Wish you might tell me why did it mean? I went to church, put my hand on the seat. Mama sat on and said, you sure is sweet. Yo, the diddy-why-diddy. Diddy-why-diddy. Wish you might tell me why diddy-why-diddy mean. I soon got put out of church. I talk about diddy-why-diddy too much. It's a diddy-why-diddy. Diddy-why-diddy. Wish you might tell me why diddy-why-diddy mean. I said, sister, I'll soon be gone. Give me that thing that you're sitting on. It's a diddy-why-diddy. Diddy-why-diddy. Wish somebody tell me why diddy-why-diddy mean. I went out and I looked around. Somebody else, look who's in town. Mr. Diddy-why-diddy. Diddy-why-diddy. Wish somebody tell me why diddy-why-diddy mean.
Great start, Reverend Robert and Charlie Brath. You guys have a lot of followers here that are already watching you on Facebook. I can't even acknowledge them all. They're coming in so fast.
So, those checks will be coming in the mail. Every day.
Yes, in some sort of encrypted currency, they'll come to you. So how you been, Charlie?
I've been well. Larry, thanks for asking.
And you've been playing out a bit?
Actually, this is my second year of playing music full-time.
Congratulations.
Playing harmonica and teaching harmonica lessons as well. I have a growing list of students. I enjoy that quite a bit.
Are you finding younger people turning to harp, or mostly guys or women that would like to? I don't know many women harmonica players.
Yeah, I have a couple female students. It actually is pretty good variety. My youngest person I'm working with is probably in high school, maybe 14, 15. The most seasoned student that I have is probably close to 70, maybe.
Do you think, does harmonica provide any reasonable instant gratification to players? It seems like a simple instrument, but it's by no means simple. My dad played harmonica.
I use blowing it and music comes out.
Yeah.
It's great. No, actually, there are some things that you can get to pretty quickly, but like any musical instrument, and it is, contrary to many beliefs, it is a musical instrument, and it takes a lot of study to get reasonably proficient.
Oh, absolutely. I can't remember his name, one of the great harmonica players did a public radio special once where he basically took apart a harmonica and explained what every component did and how it all worked. And there is a lot that goes in.
It's a great little instrument. And I've been playing for coming up on 40 years since I bought my first one for $6.
I was curious, where'd you grow up?
I grew up just down the river from here in Ohio in Belmont County, a little town by the name of Barton, Ohio. Right across the river from Wheeling, West Virginia. Moved here to Western Pennsylvania in the mid-'80s, probably 85.
And do you remember what prompted you to get a harmonica?
I do. My dad played very well, not often enough, and a good friend of his named Big Mike Sinkus was a family friend there, in our little hometown. And he played all the time, man. He would always had one or two on his person and would pull it out for no reason. And play, and they played very much a traditional style of harmonica, the way the diatonic was designed to be played. First position melodic playing with some rhythmic chording to go along with it, and that's kind of where I got my start. I used to sneak my dad's harmonica out of his desk drawer when he wasn't around, and eventually I thought
I did that too.
I'm gonna go buy one.
And my dad, I think many people had dads with a lower left hand desk drawer that was like dad's cool stuff that you weren't allowed to get into. And my dad, there was a baseball, there were two chromatic harmonicas, and I remember how that drawer smells. I remember getting into trouble. If I were to go into that drawer, it was just not a good thing to do. How about you, Reverend Robert? Are you from this area? Where'd you grow up?
No, I'm from Illinois, more southern part of Illinois. I grew up in a town called Mattoon, and I live 10 miles away now in Charleston, Illinois. Small towns, just in the middle of the cornfields.
Here we are. We're paying more attention to our camera work, but we want people to be able to see you. We'll be curious about feedback from folks, because it is nice to be able to see guys. So what brought you to this area?
I met Charlie, I think it was in January.
January.
Right? Yeah. I play a lot in Clarksdale, Mississippi. And I was down there playing, and he was there at the same time. And a mutual friend said, "Oh, you should have this guy get up and play harmonica a little bit." And he got up and did four or five songs, and it sounded good, and we thought we should try it again. So he's lined a few things up, and I've come this way.
That's fantastic. When did you start playing resonator?
I bought my first national in the late 90s. I started playing a lot of acoustic blues, and I just had to have a resonator. And so I spent about a year shopping around.
Yeah, that can't be an easy choice to make, because you're making quite an investment, for one. And I'm sure they all play quite differently.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's variability. Certainly there's variability across guitars, but I get the feeling that you could probably get two nationals, same era, same vintage, and there's a lot more to a lot more variability. Maybe I might be wrong about that, but
yeah, well, especially with the old ones. And when I was shopping, I played one of the right when they started remaking them. I played one of those compared to a lot of the older ones, and it was a hard decision to not get one of the old ones just for the coolness factor. But I just kept reminding myself I'm buying it to play. and the new ones play great and they sound great. And so I bought one of the reissued ones. Yeah.
If you're just joining us, that's the voice of Reverend Robert. Charlie Barath is here along with him. What do you guys want to do next?
What you got?
Candy?
Yeah, let's do that.
I mentioned camera work before. We are, this is one live performance we're streaming. So if you go to our Facebook page, you can get a look at these guys and watch them as they play. Let us know how you like our doing that too. We'll maybe continue to do that more in the future.
Nice. This is an old Tommy Johnson song called Canned Heat Blues.
Charlie Barath and Reverend Robert, you guys are good together.
How
did you guys start playing? When did you find each other?
Well, Robert mentioned down in Clarksdale, and that was when we met. And we had our second gig last night. this is our first little trip, a little tour, if you will. So we did a workshop for some friends in Buffalo, New York, on Wednesday night at a little harmonica school that my friend puts on. And then we had a show the night after on Thursday in Buffalo as well. And then last night we were at the Bottle Brush Gallery in Harmony, PA.
Excellent. I'm glad you mentioned Bottle Brush Gallery. MJ and Dennis put on great programs there. It's a
Absolutely.
Great environment to listen
Wonderful
to music.
Room. Wonderful room.
And Dennis is always, he has, and take this as a personal compliment. He has incredible taste. I mean, in terms of who he curates and who he chooses to bring in to play there.
Yeah, yes, he does. I've seen a few shows there, and none of them were disappointing, never.
Yeah, he does a terrific job. Are you guys going to be playing anywhere soon?
Tonight, after we leave here, actually, we're headed to Johnstown to play at the venue of Merging Arts down there in Johnstown. I've never been there. From what I understand, it's an old church that was converted into an event center listening venue.
Yeah, I have been there. I had to think for a minute because we do some work in Johnstown.
Okay.
Here at SLB. I think you'll like, there's a lot going on in Johnstown.
Oh, definitely. It's a cool little town.
And if it's open, I would recommend the Press Bistro if you're looking for a place to eat.
Thanks for the recommendation.
it's called the Press. It's within the building that housed the printing presses for, I think it's the Tribune Democrat in Johnstown, the newspaper. But there's a lot to love about Johnstown. And the folk festival there, the Flood City Music Festival has really grown as well. So you'll be there tonight?
Tonight, 7:30 to 10, I believe, is the time frame.
And that's at the Merging Arts venue.
Venue of Merging Arts. Call it VOMA, yeah.
VOMA, yeah. I think I'm almost positive I've been there. And then anything coming up in our neck of the woods here in western Pennsylvania?
Not yet. Because I'll be heading back to Illinois and then up to Michigan and yeah, a lot of traveling, so going to try to get back in the fall. Yeah.
Well, I hope, I sure hope you do. What would you like to do next?
About the Fish and Blues?
Nice to bring these guys together on the radio, and our thanks, too, to Dennis of Bottle Brush Gallery, Lost Dog Records, for being able to bring these artists here into town.
I bet you're going fishing all the time, baby, going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife's gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bite if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relay. Many fish bite if you got good bait. I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, baby, going fishing too. I went on down to my favorite fishing hole, baby, grabbed my pole and line. Threw my pole on in, caught a 9-pound catfish, took him home for supper time. A mini fish bite if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relay. Mini fish bite if you got good bait. I'm a golden fishing, yes, I'm golden fishing, baby, golden fishing too. Baby brother about to run me out of my mind, said, can I go fishing with you? Well, took him on down to the fishing hole, and why do you think that he did do? Saw a great big fish at the bottom of the pond, laughed and screamed cause he was really gone. Many fish bite if he got good bait. I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, my baby going fishing too. I put them in the pot, baby, put them in the pan. Fry them till they're nice and brown. Make a batch of buttermilk, cold cakes, baby. Chew them things and chomp them on down. Mini fish bite if you got them good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relay. Mini fish bite if you got good bait. I'm a golden fishing, yes, I'm golden fishing. My baby golden fishing too. Thank you.
Charlie Barath and Reverend Robert playing here on the Saturday Light Brigade. It's really a pleasure. You don't get to hear music like this that often, acoustic blues, live in the studio. And I just want to, you have two different resonators here, too. How do they differ?
Yeah, well, one is the original design. It has three small cones in it. It's called a tricone. And I keep it tuned to open tunings to play bottleneck on, play slide guitar. And then I have the style low, which is one large single cone. And I use it for standard tuning, some more like the finger picking. And
now the cones are what create that vibrato kind of – is that how do they work exactly?
Yeah, they're really a great technology for when they were made in the 20s. And it's the inside just looks like a speaker cone. So it's but it's aluminum that's spun down super, super thin, and then they would put a little rib in it to give it a little strength. And then where the strings run across looks just like a magnet would on a speaker cone. And so, yeah, the tension of the strings just vibrates that cone inside.
Yeah, it's and then the sound ironically goes to the inside and then bounces back to us.
Yeah, on these designs, yeah.
Yeah, it's really neat. If you've never seen, you know, if you Google Dobro or National steel guitar, you'll see something like this National. They're, you know, or you can just find a guitar or visualize a guitar and wrap it in aluminum foil. Install a hubcap underneath the strings. That's my first time I saw a Dobro when I was a little kid. I was like, why is there a hubcap on that guitar? It kind of looks like that, but... Did you play Dobro early on in life?
No. I mean, when I started, I didn't start playing until I was 15 or 16, and I played, actually started in a punk band. And it was a great, you know, it was a great way to start playing, but then I was just, I remember I heard a Howlin' Wolf record and was hooked, you know. And so I bypassed a lot of the old classic rock and went straight from punk to blues in a lot of ways. And just kept working my way backwards, you know. And now, actually, it's just that era, whatever style of music. I love that 20s, 30s era. And I think the common denominator is it's all it's acoustic, which I love the tone of, but it's when acoustic music was dance music. So it's, you know, it's all whether it's, you know, the old jazz or blues or Caribbean music or anything. It was all very rhythmic.
Yeah, it's got a certain swing to it as you listen. Even if it's a sad song, it's still got a certain swing to it that makes you feel that way. There's lots of folks that are watching you and saying hello right now. And I might, well, I'll try to say hello to a few when I can, but I see that Fred is watching and listening, and quite a few others, but I'll try to get a list. You'll appreciate knowing that Kathleen Fitzgerald is watching, and it's nice to have her along in the audience today.
Very nice.
We don't do this that often. I think this is only the third time we have.
For the live stream.
But we're doing a little Facebook video stream so you can watch along because these guys are so visually appealing there. You've got me on record saying it.
We don't get to hear that very often, so thank you.
And Kathleen just says hello back. What would you guys like to do next?
Well, you know, I'd like to do an old Calypso song, if Charlie doesn't mind. We're kind of winging it here, but one of the things that was great about when Charlie sat in Clarksdale that immediately made me enjoy it was that he was really versatile, because I threw an old Calypso and a waltz at him, and I said, oh, you know, if you want to take a break here or whatever, that's fine, or if you want to play, and he stayed up and played and sounded great on him. So So I'm gonna throw him one of those right now. Hey, Uncle Joe. Hey, Uncle Joe.
give me more, give me more. Play that thing like you've done before. Hey, Uncle Joe. Hey, Uncle Joe. Give me more, give me more, give me more. Play that thing like you've done before. Some of those young folks begin to sing, then begin to dance and swing. Some of them throw themselves on the floor, crying, Uncle Joe, give me more, give me more. Hey, Uncle Joe. Hey, Uncle Joe. Give me more, give me more, give me more. Play that thing like you've done before. Give me more, give me more. Play that thing like you've done before. A fellow and his girlfriend come in that night. He and Uncle Joe nearly fight. Cause when he asked his lover come go, she didn't know I'm waiting for my Uncle Joe. Hey, Uncle Joe. Hey, Uncle Joe. Give me more, give me more, give me more. Play that thing like you've done before. Uncle Joe said, I'm getting vexed. Coming here, I truly regret. I see the younger shake up their thing, causing me to break up all of my string. Hey, Uncle Joe. Hey, Uncle Joe. Give me more, give me more, give me more. Play that thing like you've done before.
That is the first time I think I've ever heard anything that style done on a resonator guitar before. That was a lot of fun. It all makes sense. Eric is watching and says hello, and also checking in either through Facebook or texting us today, Tom Roberts, the great Tom Roberts. Piano player. I don't know if you've met Tom, Reverend Robert, but he's an amazing ragtime pianist, jazz pianist, period. I don't think we need to put a modifier on it. Also, Gary Lefevre is listening, and we're so glad that you're tuned in and enjoying these guys. We do have listeners who are out a little bit further east, and Johnstown is only about an hour drive. So you could go and see these guys tonight, 7 o'clock at the venue. 7 is the 7:30, time? 7:30 at the venue of Merging Arts, yes. VOMA, which is a nice place to watch and listen to music, and there's a lot of fun things to do in Johnstown. You might be surprised. Cambria City, this area that they're restoring is really amazing. There's a lot of good things happening there. Hello to Jim Forsyth and Gary. Glad you're enjoying the music. And Alex Weibel said hello too.
Talented young man.
You guys got lots of fans out there.
Hopefully we'll pick up a few.
Yeah. And you're giving lessons. How can people contact you for
You could go to my Facebook music page, which is Charlie Barath Harmonica, and you could send me a private message through there. Would probably be the easiest way to get a hold of me. And we could set something up. I don't have a centralized location. I actually go to the people's homes or wherever. It's I find it's a lot more comfortable for them to be in their familiar surroundings. And then I work one-on-one. I used to teach classes for Calliope years ago.
I remember that. Yeah,
yeah. That was a lot of fun. But now I mainly focus on individuals of various levels. Pure beginner. I have some students who are very very well accomplished and want to work on something specific. and I'm happy to work with them.
The idea, too, I think in many ways a harmonica is a unique and I was going to say ideal instrument, but that sounds too, you don't want to single out just one instrument, but you can have it with you, right?
Yeah,
I mean, when you play as a professional, you might need to have a bunch of harmonicas in different keys.
Several, yes.
But you can just travel with one to mm-hmm. play, right?
Most people who play the harmonica at any level, you can pretty much make a safe bet that they will have at least one in their pocket at any given time.
How... you mentioned before buying a harmonica for $6 when you were a kid.
My first Hohner Marine Band was $6.
Is a Hohner Marine Band still a decent enough harmonica to learn on? Or I guess how expensive is a good harmonica for learning?
That same harmonica runs around $45 to $50 today.
Wow. Wow.
They've, like all things, they've gone through some changes where their quality level dropped off a little bit, and they, they've really, Hohner's really picked up the pace on creating new professional level instruments, new models, exciting new innovations, and still staying very true to the traditional one, traditional things about a diatonic harmonica that make it that instrument that. It's just something about it that I don't want to say everybody loves, but most people do.
I think most people do. It's not a simple instrument. There's a lot going on inside of a harmonica.
There is a lot. Again, I've been working on it for quite a while, and I learn new things all the time. And I don't really ever want to, that to end. I would like to keep exploring it. There's so much that you can do with a simple. As you said, simple instrument.
Yeah, I probably have an old Marine Band harmonica somewhere in my house. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. It's probably not playable because if you leave them sit, I imagine the reeds dry out.
It's not the reeds. The Marine Band is a wood-bodied harmonica, so the wood is prone to moisture and different elements like that that could make it swell and shrink and. The new ones, they seal them now, so there's less. That's less of an issue.
Interesting. Hello to Sharon, listening out in Apollo, and Bill is tuned in and watching, and I'm glad you are. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. That was the voice of Charlie Barath, and he's playing along with Reverend Robert today. We didn't ask him about the Reverend, but he's got that look, very, very, he speaks with authority. We all believe him and what he's doing. We're going to have time, I think, for at least two more songs. We probably are at two.
Okay.
If you've got them in you, we'd love to hear some more. What would you like to do next? They're quick thinkers. They made that decision right away.
Told you, he speaks with authority.
Yeah.
He says, I'm like, okay, let's do it. Thank you.
mother, brother, lying in your arms.
Charlie Rath and Reverend Robert showing you how it's done. The dynamics in that, these guys were grinning at each other as much as you can grin while playing a harmonica. As you got real soft and softer and softer and softer. And you guys don't play together that much, which is phenomenal. Don't play together that much is an understatement.
Yes.
This is your third or second?
Well, we had a workshop, two gigs, and then this radio show. So, yeah.
So that's good. You'll have 20% more experience playing together after today.
Yeah, well, that's right.
And
that's
then you'll keep on going. I hope you get into Pittsburgh. How do we move you here? Can we relocate you? It's really nice to have you here. Do you travel much?
Yeah, I do a lot of traveling. So, yeah. But I have not been in this area before, so it's great to get out here, and I'm sure I'll get out here again.
Fantastic. I hope you will. Well, I'm sure Dennis McCurdy will make sure that with the great Bottle Brush Harmony in the House series that he puts together.
Yeah.
We do have time for one more if you want to sneak one in, if you're
Three Little Birds?
Up for it.
Or you want to do something?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Tell you what, while they're thinking, I'm just going to thank our other guests, our musicians from Nat 28. Also, thanks today to writer Maya Berardi, great writer in 11th grade, Avonworth High School, now going into her senior year. Thanks to Kendall Coddington, Heather Malik, and Catherine Bodner from Games for Change. And, of course, thanks to you for being with us for the Saturday Light Brigade today. We'll let these guys play us out, Charlie Barath and Reverend Robert. What did you guys decide on? The same song, I hope.
We hope, too, yeah. We're going to do an old New Orleans tune. This one's called I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate.
Oh, good song. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having us, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Sister Kate, everyone on there said your sugar real great. Realized a thing or two, why Kate was into something new. Looked at Kate and she was in a trance. I know that she was just shaking that dance. Everybody's going wild about Katie's dancing style. I wish I could shimmy like my sister Kate, shake it just like a bowl of jelly on a plate. Mama wanted to know last night, I said, why's everybody treating Kate so right? All the boys in the neighborhood, they say she shakes it awful good. Maybe late, but I'll be up to date if I can shimmy like my sister Kate. My sister Kate, everyone on there said your sugar real great. Realized a thing or two about Kate was into something new. Looked at Kate and she was in a trance. I know that she was just shaking that dance. Everybody's going wild about Katie's dancing style. I wish I could shimmy like my sister Kate, shake just like a bowl of jelly on a plate. Mama wanted to know last night, I said, why's everybody treating Kate so right? All the boys in the neighborhood, they say she shakes it awful good. Maybe late, but I'll be up to date if I can shimmy like my sister Kate. Shimmy like my sister Kate. Shimmy like my sister Kate.